City of Nashville City of November 4th, 2024, at 6:38 p.m. to order. We will now hear public comments on items or matters that are not on tonight's agenda. Under state law, we cannot respond to public comments on items requiring Planning Commission action. These items must be brought back on a subsequent agenda unless they are of a demonstrated emergency or urgent nature. Madam Secretary, are there any public comments not related to tonight's agenda?
No,
thank you. On tonight's agenda, item one on tonight's agenda is for the approval of the agenda of the regular Planning Commission meeting of November 4th, that is this meeting. If there is no discussion, do I have a motion?
Chair, we are going to move back to the electronic.
Oh, thank you. Did I miss that?
No.
So, Planning Commission members, please be advised we will be voting electronically on this one. Okay. So, I need a motion and a second for the approval of tonight's agenda, please. I'm sorry, who is that? Okay, we have a motion by Vice Chair Castle and a second by Commissioner Sanchez to approve the agenda. The commission will now vote electronically. Madam Secretary, please declare the vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. Item two is for the approval of the minutes of the regular Planning Commission meeting of October 7th, 2024. If there is no discussion, do I have a motion? We have a motion by Vice Chair Castle and a second by Commissioner Armenta to approve the minutes. The commission will now vote electronically. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion approved unanimously.
Thank you. The commission will now move on to public hearings. Item three is a public hearing for the determination that the project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, under Class 1 of the CEQA Guidelines, Section 15301, Existing Facilities, and conditional use permit for beer and wine sales and ABC Type 41 license at an existing restaurant, Mr. Pulpo Seafood, located at 831 East 8th Street, National City, California. I hereby call the public hearing to order. Before we begin, do any commissioners have any disclosures relating to this hearing? This is each planning commissioner's opportunity to disclose any conflicts of interest, property inspections, ex parte contacts or communications, etc. Chair recognizes Commissioner Armenta.
I have been to Mr. Pulpo quite a few times to have dinner or meals there, and I've spoken to the staff there, asked a couple questions, and have bought the property.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Vice Chair Castle.
Likewise, I have been to there, I think, two or three times, and
thank you.
I have also a brief one today. I'm going to enjoy the food.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, have the notices as required by law been given, and do we have a complete file of exhibits, correspondence, and other documents?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Will staff please introduce yourself and summarize the item for us?
Good evening, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, members of the Commission, staff, and the public. I'm Mark Reeder, Assistant Director of Community Development. I'll be presenting the two public hearings tonight, the first being 831 East 8th Street, conditional use permit for alcohol sales at a restaurant, Mr. Pulpo Seafood. This is an overhead showing the rough areas here in the northeast corner of 8th Street and Island Avenue. Immediately east of the 7-Eleven in that location, part of a slightly larger building. The red square there shows the approximate location of the whole property, including part of the parking lot in the rear.
Down Island and along Main Street as well, and then behind the property and further to the east, you have some residential properties as well. It's kind of a mixed area. It is in Census Tract 118.02, which is roughly the area between Division Street, 18th, Palm, and Highland Avenue. The restaurant is a little over 2,100 square feet in size. The zone in which this property is located is the major mixed-use corridor zone, which is this, pretty much the whole stretch of East 8th Street up to that point. There's historically been a bar at this location. The previous alcohol permits were type 40, which is on sale beer for bars and taverns, going back as far as the last one was Cabo. Tacos and beer, which did have a food component, but they were operating under a type 40 license. And there's been a history of bars, including Dakota Inn and others, over the years. Now, this is a picture taken from East 8th Street looking to the north. So there's a smaller office or smaller suite to the right hand side. And you can also see the 7-Eleven to the left there, just in case you're looking to know. So the applicant is asking to sell alcohol with the sale of foods that are applying for a Type 41 license, which is on-site or on-sale beer and wine with a bona fide eating establishment. That's the alcohol and beverage control of the state. The applicant has current hours of 9 in the morning to 10 at night, and those are the proposed sales hours of the beer and wine. Most of the suite is dedicated to seating, at least 50%, I believe. I'll check that in a moment, but there's about 1,080 square feet dining area, up to 57 seats, including the bar area. I can see that in the location there. So about 50% of the property or the internal floor area is seating. There's a bar area on the top left. There's also some tables and then several tables here in the dining area. The rest is the back of house where the alcohol will be stored and brought to the tables upon purchase request. So our municipal code, as you know, does have specific requirements for alcohol CUPs, including expanded mailing, which is 660 feet instead of the normal 300 feet, and that goes to both property owners and to occupants of the building. So it's property owners and tenants. And that 261, so we sent out 261 public notices for this meeting. The applicant also used the same mailing list for the community meeting, which was held back in July. There were 9 attendees at that meeting. Most people were interested to see what was going to happen with the previous bar use and what was coming. Again, like I mentioned, the census tract already, but there's one on sale license where 9 are recommended, so it's well below. Very under-concentrated, in other words. And technically, there would not be an additional license, as this would replace a previous one, which was also considered non-conforming because the bar that was there before did not have a conditional use permit. So this would bring the business up to current standards with regard to alcohol sales. I talked about the distance requirements already. We do require that these types of uses or anything involving the sale of alcohol or lighter entertainment be no closer than, or not closer than 660 feet from a school. The nearest school is about 600 feet away, which is within that distance, Central Elementary. However, if a minimum of 30% of the floor area of the restaurant is dedicated to seating, then it would be exempt from that requirement. And as it has 50% of its seating, then that way it's safe in that regard. We do have City Council Policy 707, which is a policy related to conditions of alcohol sales, so that is included with the standard conditions, which I'll go into in a little bit. As usual, we got a risk assessment from the police department, in which case they issued 9 points, which is 1 to 12, or 0 to 12 is considered over risk, so this is quite low, mostly because of the under concentration in the area, and also the hours, not being too late. We did also ask for comment from the Institute for Public Strategies that provided their standard comments related to responsible beverage service and safety training for all staff involved in the ordering, sale, and delivery or serving of alcohol. And also had a requirement to keep the property clean as well. So
far as the standard conditions of approval, those are to do with plans that were submitted, standard language related to post-entitlement, as well as Council Policy 707, that being everything from hours of operation to the sales and service training from the staff, making sure that the sale of alcohol does not exceed the sale of food, make sure that alcohol is only available with the sale of food, etc. Those are standard conditions of City Council Policy 707. And we also included the Institute of Public Strategies conditions related to the abatement of graffiti and litter. There are other requirements of sales and service training is already provided as a standard condition for approval. So this use is consistent with our general plan, and it's a commercial use in a mixed-use zone that allows for such commercial uses with the issuance of a conditional use permit. It's an established area, it's been established for some time, but it's again bringing it up to current requirements, as well as being issued a CUP should that happen, they will get rid of a non-conforming CUP situation. We have the additional conditions that will be added will ensure that the property functions in harmony with the adjacent community, it doesn't cause any impacts. And that basically concludes my report. So the options that I actually define the project exempt from CEQA and to approve or to deny the project. We can continue with this additional information. Staff is recommending approval based on those findings and conditions attached in your staff report with the resolution. And as with all conditional use permits, a notice of decision will go to the City Council at a subsequent date. That again concludes staff's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I now invite the applicant or their representative to introduce themselves and address the Planning Commission to give their 15-minute presentation. Do we have anybody from Mr. Portwell?
Y mi principal objetivo es dar a conocer por el sabor de mis mariscos. Y por ende estoy aquí presente solicitando el permiso para poder vender alcohol, ya que hacen muy buen pan de la mano un marisco con una cerveza. Es un restaurante que reitero es 100% familiar, con un ambiente sumamente tranquilo y es por lo que nuestro grupo se quiere caracterizar, por un restaurante familiar y un restaurante tranquilo y más que nada el sabor de mis maíces.
Your name is?
My name is Zayda González.
Now the translator will provide the translation.
Thank you.
Good evening. I am Zayda González. I am the owner of Mr. Pulpo. This is my first business and I love cooking. And my main goal is for people in the community to get to know our restaurant because of the great taste of our seafood. And that's why I'm here requesting this permit for the sale of alcohol, because as you know, seafood and beer go very well together. And this is 100% family-owned restaurant. It provides a very friendly environment, and that's what we want Mr. Pulpo to be known for, being a nice family-owned restaurant with a great environment and above all, great tasting seafood. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Okay, well, we will now hear live from any members of the public who wish to speak on this matter. I do have one request from Armando Roman. Please come forward, sir.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Armando Roman. I'm a resident of the National City and also a customer of Mr. Pulpo's. Like the owner said, they're known for the good quality, fresh seafood. But seafood, especially the Mexican seafood, goes very well with a nice cold beer. And I've been there present when people have come in and they walked out of the restaurant. Not because the food's not good, it's because they want to enjoy that fresh cocktail de camarones or fresh seafood along with a beer. And nothing, you know, crazy or nerdy, just a beer and a taco. Nothing wrong with that. So I'm here as a community member supporting Mr. Pulpo and the request for a beer license. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Roman. I request the secretary proceed with disclosing if any public comments were received in writing. Madam Secretary, are there any written comments?
No, Chair.
Thank you. Would staff like to make further comments?
No further comments, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Do any of the planning commissioners have any clarifying questions of staff or the applicant? Okay. Chair recognizes Vice Chair Castle.
Yes, I did have a question. I did notice on here, well, first let me ask for the hours of operation for Mr. Popo. Are they open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.? Because sometimes I've been there and it's not open at any time.
That's the hours that were proposed for alcohol sales.
Okay.
Which I believe.
Do they serve food? Well, will they be open for food as well?
The conditions require that that won't be the case, yes.
Okay. And then also, I did notice two different names on the National City Police Department beverage control. I see Saida Leticia Gonzalez, and then on the back, though, it says Christian Baldo. So I just, those are two different names, and I just didn't know if that was a mistake or how that is.
I'm not too sure. Check that.
It's on the National City Police Department, their paper that's right here. The owner name on the front doesn't match the owner name on the back.
Yeah, I don't know if that, I can't see the OCD address, so I don't know if that's the same, if it's two people or not, but I believe that's probably a typo. I can ask the actor.
And who is the alcohol permit going to be going to, which name? Christian Ballo is the property owner. So Miss Saida, she leases the space from Christian.
Correct.
So if Mr. Popo dissolves or whatnot, I'm not wishing that upon you at all because that'll be rude, okay. But if for some reason it dissolved, the alcohol license dissolves with her and it doesn't transfer over to the owner.
Well, the conditional permit runs with the property, so the allowance to have alcohol will be there unless it's discontinued for 12 months or more, in which case it would go away. However, if somebody else were to come and operate a different business, they would have to do it person-to-person transfer or bring in another license through ABC. That's a separate process. So we have the ABC license, and then we have the CEP. So the CEP runs with the property.
And who oversees those transfers?
ABC through the police department and the planning department.
Okay, thank you.
The chair recognizes Commissioner Armenta.
Good evening. I just wanted a little bit of clarification. There was mentioned that there was a capacity for 57 people, so that is on the main floor and the attached room.
I'm sorry, that's just the floor plan is just a single area.
Okay.
So 57 people is, we just talked about the occupancy as far as the amount of seating. Most of what we're concerned with is how big the seating area is to make sure that it exceeds 30% minimum.
Okay. And then I noticed these windows in the front. Do they open?
I don't believe so.
Yes. So I just want to make sure that if there's alcohol sales there, people are sitting there, they're not going to pass them out through the window to the street.
That would be illegal.
Will there be signs on the inside?
No, we can talk about that.
Can we ask?
Press a beer, I would be having one at the window myself. Mm-hmm. if the commission wishes, we can talk about signage to project that. But yeah, that would be
on the inside.
Yeah.
Also, can I?
Could you approach the guy?
Sure. Let me come on. Let's see. The information on the windows do open, but you can see from that picture, they're way up here. They can't even reach the window. They're not open in this direction or come down, and they have screens on top, so you can open them for ventilation only.
Okay.
And they kind of open inward, and you can't really put your hand up there.
Okay.
You're under the giant machine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be happy to share that slide again if you like as well.
Any other questions from the commission? Seeing none. Having heard all comments from the members of the staff and the public on this item, is there a commissioner wishing to bring a motion to close the public hearing? This is only to close the public hearing. I need a second, please. We have a motion by Commissioner Sanchez and a second by Commissioner Valenzuela to close the public hearing. Being the maker of the motion, Commissioner Sanchez has the first opportunity to speak on the motion. Commissioner Sanchez, do you have any further comments or questions?
No.
Thank you. Okay, the commission will now vote electronically on the motion to close the public hearing. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion approved unanimously.
Thank you. I hereby close the public hearing. Is there a member of the commission that would like to bring a motion to adopt the resolution of approval? We have a motion by Commissioner Valenzuela and a second by Commissioner Sanchez to adopt resolution number 2024-17, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of National City, California, determining that the project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, under Class 1 of the CEQA Guidelines, Section 15301, Existing Facilities, and approving a conditional use permit for beer and wine sales, ABC Type 41, at an existing restaurant, Mr. Pulpo Seafood, located at 831 East 8th Street, case file number 2024-20, CUP, APN 556-414-09-00. Being the maker of the motion, Commissioner Valenzuela has the first opportunity to speak on the motion. Any further comments or questions? Thank you. So the commission will now vote electronically on the motion to adopt the resolution of approval. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. That concludes our discussion on this particular item. Thank you very much for participating in this meeting tonight and in our democratic processes. Thank you. Item four is a public hearing for the determination of the project, that the project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, under Class 1 of the CEQA Guidelines, Section 15301, Existing Facilities, and a Conditional Use Permit Modification for Beer and Wine Sales, ABC Type 41, and a new restaurant, Tacos El Frank, located at 3030 Plaza Benita Road, Suite 1108. Before we begin, do any of the commissioners have any disclosures relating to this hearing? Any disclosures? Vice Chair Castle.
I know where it's located, and I go to the mall there at Plaza Benita often.
Thank you. Commissioner Amenda.
I also know the location. I've been to the mall, but I have not been to the restaurant.
Commissioner Portman?
I'm a big fan of Tacos El Frank and Tijuana, and I know it will really become quite a destination for Plaza Benita.
Thank you. I've been to the mall. I live about 1,400 feet away from the mall, beyond the boundary of the parcel. And have been there many, many times, and I know the location. In fact, there used to be a hamburger joint previously. So they had good hamburgers, but I prefer tacos. Okay. Madam Secretary, have the notices as required by law been given, and do we have the complete file of exhibits, correspondence, and other documents?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Will staff please introduce yourself and summarize the item for us?
Hello again, Chair, Vice Chair, Commissioners, Council, or staff and the public, excuse me. Mark Reeder, Assistant Director of Community Development. So this is a new business, but an existing conditional use permit property. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. So this is a Westfield Plaza Marina, as we just discussed, and we're looking at the east entrance to the mall. On one side, you have Broken Yoke, and on the other side, on the left side, on the south side, in this picture would be Tacos El Frank. So on the left there, where the red portion is, that's the facade of the former restaurant, Funky Fries and Burgers, that was approved with a conditional use permit for beer and wine with food back in 2019. This is in the major mixed-use district zone, which is the highest density mixed-use property or zone we have in the city. The property itself is over 70 acres in size with multiple buildings and a few thousand parking spaces, as you know. There are 9 existing restaurants with CUPs for on-site alcohol sales in this area. So as I mentioned, Tacos El Frank is on the east side near the Broken Yoke and replaces the previous business. The previous business was about 1,739 square feet in size and also had a patio of 1,766. Square feet. So the new restaurant, Tacos El Frank, is taking over that area as well as expanding into an adjacent retail suite, which opens onto the inside of the mall, which is the restaurant interior will then be about 3,771 square feet, so to go over about another 2,000. There is no change to the outdoor patio, that would still function as it currently does. So because there is an existing CUP and we're expanding into an adjacent suite, there's the requirement to modify the conditional use permit. Again, there has been a CUP 19th, since there's a resolution with conditions of approval, which unless specifically modified by any subsequent approval, would still remain in place. We can talk more about those. Expanding next door. So the hours of operation as proposed by the applicant are 10 to 10 daily. The previous conditional use permit had 10 to 10 Sunday through Thursday and 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. However, we are tailoring the hours of operation, or hours of alcohol sales in this case, to the same as what the restaurant is proposing to do. That also affects risk assessments, which tend to be higher when hours are past 11. So reducing that would help to eliminate any potential impacts, not that there have been any noted from Funky Fries. The floor plan, which I'll show you in a second, shows the area dedicated to seating, which is the majority of the restaurant. So we've got about a little over 1,500 square feet of dining area, and then the patio remains at 1,766, which was what it was before. So the areas in pink, that's the whole seating area. So this very small area here is the patio, which is fairly small, and then this front part of the floor plan is the area that's being expanded into. So the remainder of the pink color to the top of that picture, the middle of that picture, is the previous restaurant, and this area that is not highlighted is the back of the house, kitchen, or restrooms, etc. As we mentioned in the previous item, we have expanded mailing, community meeting requirements, and others that are related to CEP store alcohol. There was a community meeting held by the applicant back in September. There was one attendee, which was an employee of the mall, who was curious as to what was coming into this week, what the proposal was for, and the mailing list was 224 people. So it's a little smaller than usual, but a lot of the area around here is freeway right away and dealing with larger properties, but that was both property owners and occupants within 660 feet of property. There are 11 on-sale licenses in this census tract where the mall is, census tract 3204, which is the very southeast corner of the city leading up to Bonita, where five are recommended. However, there was an existing license at this location. This would just be practically replacing that. And two of those licenses are, although they're in the area, they are technically in the city of Chula Vista. So again, none of the licenses would be added because this would replace the one that was previously operated by Funky Fries and Burgers. But as far as distance requirements from public schools, probably are there no public schools within 660 feet of the seating area as well, in excess of 30% required to make sure that you have order to offset that requirement. We're talking about 42% in this location, it may actually be a little bit more. We do have standard conditions related to City Council Policy 707, as we did with the previous item. As far as the risk assessment provided by the police department, it was at the top end of low risk of 12 points, 0 to 12 being low risk. And the Institute for Public Strategies, again, had very similar comments as usual, including signage related to the patio. So there was a condition in the previous CEP requiring that alcohol not be taken outside of the patio area, and we've gone ahead and put that condition as a new condition in this current resolution in the draft conditions of approval. We also have the hours of operation, as we talked about, 10 to 10, responsible sales, service and sales, as required by City Council Policy 707, as we would remain accessory to the sale of food, as with all other Type 41 licenses at restaurants, and the signage requirement is in there as well. So definitely consistent with the general plan, the MXD2 zone of the major mixed-use district zone is leading to concentrated commercial area. This is commercial use. As an existing CB, this is simply modifying it to expand the footprint by a small amount. And this is obviously an established commercial area. So the options tonight are to find the project exempt from CEQA and approve, to find the project not exempt from CEQA and deny based on the findings to be determined by the Planning Commission. You can continue if additional information is required. That is recommending approval of this permit application, and it will go to the City Council as a notice of decision at a subsequent meeting. So that does conclude staff's report. the applicant is here available for questions, as is staff.
Thank you, Mr. Reeder. I invite the applicant or their representative to introduce themselves to the Planning Commission to give your 15-minute presentation.
Hello, my name is Javier Lugo. I'm here representing Tapas and Frank. We're planning on opening in February of 2025. It's going to be a family-run business. Very friendly with the community and trying to get involved with the community and doing different stuff, some outreach. This will be the first restaurant that we open here in the United States, and looking forward to serving National City. That's it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Any questions?
We might have some. We might have some. We will now hear live from any members of the public who wish to speak on this matter. Each person may address the Planning Commission for a maximum time of 3 minutes. Madam Secretary, are there any members of the public wishing to speak on this matter, either in person or on Zoom?
No public speakers.
Thank you. I request the Secretary to proceed with disclosing if any public comments were received in writing. Madam Secretary?
No public comments.
Thank you. Would staff like to make any further comments? Do you have any further questions? Staff, the applicant, no? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Chair recognizes Vice Chair Castle.
Do you have a picture? Is this picture
this
right?
Is for staff, yeah. Okay. I'm asking, is this a question for staff?
Oh, it's a for the staff.
Okay.
Is this a picture of the outside patio area? As it currently sits?
Yes, there's no change to the patio. That's going to be the same as it's existing.
Okay.
Go back to...
Sorry. Any further questions?
Yeah, so that's how it looks with the branding from the previous restaurant as that was. So that's the patio area. There's the sloping roof.
I can't see there. Is that completely enclosed?
Yes. This is kind of like a clear.
Because right, yes. Here on this one that's right here, it looks like it's half, the glass is half.
Yeah. You can see it in the middle where it's not see you can walk in. There's a gated area there. Yes, it's partially enclosed, it's not fully, it's not a big wall or anything like that.
Okay.
But there is the requirement for signage, and again, there's a gated area there, so it would be like walking to and from that area easily.
Okay, and is alcohol intended to be consumed in the patio area as well?
Yes, that's already approved. Well, that was part of the previous conditional use permit.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I just wasn't familiar. Plaza Bonita is all National City?
Yeah.
That is correct.
And what were you saying about the Chula Vista?
The census tract. If you look at, there's a census tract map attached as number 5, which kind of gives you it's kind of hard to read, but the census tract in which Plaza Bonita is located includes parts of Bonita and parts of Chula Vista. So when we look at the number of outlets or licenses in those census tracts are consideration of concentration, over concentration, under concentration. And we'd like to point out in this case, because it's the only census tract in the city that also includes an outside jurisdiction. So while there are a lot, there are 11 in the census tract, only 9 are in the city, 2 are outside the city. And fairly separated from them all. They're on Bonita Road by the 805.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions? Seeing none. Having heard all comments from members of the staff and the public on this item, is there a commissioner wishing to bring a motion to close the public hearing? This is to close the public hearing. We have a motion by Vice Chair Castle and a second by Commissioner Sanchez to close the public hearing. Being the maker of the motion, Vice Chair Castle has the first opportunity to speak on the motion. Thank you. The commission will now vote electronically on the motion to close the public hearing. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. I hereby close the public hearing. Is there any further discussion? Yes. Vice Chair Castle.
What is the hours that we did on round one for alcohol? It goes until 2 a.m., right? For the serving of alcohol. And then, so this one was approved from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and then now it's being extended until midnight?
No, the previous one was 10 a.m. to 10 a.m., Sunday through Thursday, and Friday and Saturday was 10 to midnight.
Okay.
But the applicant, in this case, said that their operating hours, intended operating hours, are 10 to 10 daily.
So it's going to go down.
We reverted, correct.
Okay. And that was kind of the clarifying question. And then the round one, they serve until 2 a.m. though, correct?
Round one was significantly later. I don't recall if it was midnight. As I suggested, less than what they initially asked for. I don't recall the exact time.
I don't remember what we did.
Midnight was... I want to say the latest that we have anywhere in the mall, or at least it wasn't that time. But that's a slightly different format, obviously.
Okay, and this one's only until 10 p.m.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a member of the commission that would like to bring a motion to adopt the resolution of approval? We have a motion by Commissioner Valenzuela and a second by by Vice Chair Castle to adopt Resolution 2024-18, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of National City, California, determining that the project is categorically exempt from the Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, under Class 1 of the CEQA Guidelines, Section 15301, Existing Facilities, and approving a conditional use permit modification for beer and wine sales, ABC Type 41, at a new restaurant, Tacos El Frank, located at 3030 Plaza Bonita Road, Suite 1108, case file number 2024-14 CUP, APN 564-471-07-00. Being the maker of the motion, Commissioner Valenzuela has the first opportunity to speak on the motion. Thank you. Okay, the Planning Commission will now vote on the motion on adopting the resolution of approval. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. That concludes our business on that particular item. Thank you, sir, for coming and participating.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay, we will now move on to item number 5, adoption of the 2025 meeting dates. The meeting dates are February 3rd, March 3rd and 17th, April 7th and 21st, May 5th and 19th, June 2nd, July 21st, August 4th and 18th, September 15th, October 6th and 20th, November 3rd and 17th, and December 1st and 5th, and the 15th of 2025. All of those for next year. Do we have a motion? Oh, I'm sorry. Any discussion then? Okay, please.
So March 17th is St. Patrick's, right? I mean, that's not a real holiday, but then April 21 is Easter Monday.
These are just based on recognized federal holidays. That does still happen, of course.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Okay, but none of them are recognized federal holidays.
these days, it does preclude President's Day in February, as well as Labor Day in September. And then obviously we're expecting the same summer recess of council as we do every year. Therefore, we have the first meeting in June and the last meeting in July, as both of those items would still go forward to council in August anyway.
And again, these meetings are driven by projects that would require our attention to them. And if there's not any, then we would need that sort of thing. So, okay, any other questions? Thank you. Okay, do we have a motion? We need a motion and a second to adopt the calendar for next year. We have a motion by Vice Chair Castle and a second by Commissioner Sanchez to approve the meeting dates for next year. The commission will now vote electronically. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you. Next, we will move on to item 6, election of officers. Commissioners, I will now entertain motions for nominations of Vice Chair and Chair of the Planning Commission and Housing Advisory Committee. Do we need the members of the Housing Advisory Committee here for that?
No, the Vice Chair and the Chair will be the same for both.
But they're not getting a chance to vote.
Correct. That's not part of that's we're going by the bylaws.
Okay. Okay, so I guess the floor is open for nominations.
I nominate Chair Martin to remain as Chair of the Planning Commission.
And Vice Chair?
And also Chair Castle, Vice Chair Castle to remain as Vice Chair.
We have a motion by Commissioner Valenzuela and a second by Commissioner Quinones to nominate Chair Miller and Vice Chair Castle to continue in their roles as chairman and vice chairman, respectively. The commission will now vote electronically.
Chair, I shouldn't start the motion. May we have Commissioner Valenzuela and then Commissioner Quinones?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
We have Commissioner Valenzuela and Commissioner Quinones. Just do it electronically first. I didn't put it up.
Oh, okay. Now we will vote electronically. Madam Secretary, please declare the results of the vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, we move on to staff reports. Deputy City Attorney.
Thank you, Chair Miller. In the beginning of the year, I plan on putting together some trainings for you all. So if there's any topics that are of interest of the commission that are planning commission related, please feel free to let me know at the next meeting or you can send me an email, however you want to get a hold of me. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Counselor. Director of Community Development.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Assistant Director of Community Development.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Madam Vice Chair, for all your hard work this year. We appreciate your guidance and we wish you luck in this same role next year.
Thank you.
I would just like to say everybody get out and vote. That is very important. Tomorrow is the last day to vote for our country and our city. And also, yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Commissioner Valenzuela.
Nothing else more. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Sanchez.
I would like to second also what Martin said. Good job.
Too many Martin's on the Commissioner Armenta.
I'd just like to emphasize the go out and vote tomorrow, and whatever the result. Hotel Tsar just embrace our beautiful democracy.
Thank you. Commissioner Quinones.
Happy night this time, and congratulations.
Thank you. Commissioner Foreman.
Thank you for stepping into your roles for another year and answering.
Thank you. And yes, I just would like to emphasize again to get out and vote tomorrow. Hopefully everybody's done that. Okay. The Planning Commission is here.